Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Hope you enjoyed. If you missed it, we had the rector of the Cathedral Basilica in Philadelphia on, Father Dennis Gill. It'll be up on podcast. You want to hear that because the story of this woman assaulting this lector is just rich with all kinds of things that are churning out there. All right, let's talk about the convention last night and Pennsylvania specifically. Charlie Giroux is a friend. He is someone who has been with me over the years. He's a Republican strategist and at-large delegate to the RNC. And this official RNC recap is brought to you exclusively by Bentz Dental Implant and Prostodontic Center. You reach Dr. Bentz at 610-272-6949. Dr. Bentz is at your service in good times and bad. He's my dentist. He's Dan's. And I just love that he's part of the show even more than usual. Charlie Giroux has a big column out there. It's making news at thehill.com and in other places, talking about the trends that are running in Trump's favor. Now, if you listen to the media, you would believe that Joe Biden can still sit in his basement, that this essentially is over. That's not what we're seeing, though. Is it similar to what we saw with Hillary Clinton and the predictions that time around? Yes, maybe not exactly the same. Everything is a little bit different. Let's see what Charlie Giroux's up to, though, what he sees on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Charlie, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Dom. It's great to be with you, and you are an old friend, so it's great to be back on the air with you.
Well, thank you. Before I get to the column, it's a pressing thing, and I didn't want to forget it. I see opportunity here in Philadelphia. We have a guy coming on who sees it, too, to move the needle in this election cycle by President Trump. Northeast Philadelphia, Charlie, South Philly. These Democrats who finally are going to break out, maybe 5,000 more, and every vote counts here in Pennsylvania. But I'm not seeing it in the suburbs. What the heck is it? What do you see? Or I know you see counters to the suburbs across the state. That's part of your trends. But what is it in the suburbs that can be done to at least mitigate what appears to be going on?
Well, you know, Dom, it's interesting that you picked out the neighborhoods in Philadelphia that you did, because I believe that President Trump is going to do much better in West Philadelphia and in North Philadelphia than a lot of people think. There is significant support for the president among the African-American community. It's not 50%, but it's far higher than most Republicans get. And what's going on in the suburbs, in my judgment, is largely a lot of voter willingness to sound and, you know, at least ostensibly feel like their neighbors. But when they go into the polling place, you may get a very different story. I mean, President Trump isn't going to sweep through the Philadelphia suburbs. I'm not suggesting that at all. I said in the column, and I believe, that other areas of the state will far offset what's going on in Bucks and Montgomery and Chester and Delaware. But I think that there still are a lot of folks there who are falling prey to the social acceptance that goes on in some of the surveys. They want to sound right, so they'll say, well, I'm not going to vote for President Trump. But, you know, different thing once the curtain closes behind them.
Well, see if you convince me a little bit more. I get that with suburban men. The suburban women, though, that's your intuition, too? Because we want to win, and I know you want to win, And I'm not just going to be a guy in talk radio who says, oh, this is going to, you know, there is some of that. They want to be socially acceptable. But the women voters with Trump, due to the media and the persona, so we have Melania Trump tonight at the RNC and some of the others. What do they have to do to kind of give them a reason of acceptability? They're on the fence, some of these people, you're right, when they go into polling places in Bucks and Chester County.
I think there are a couple things, Dom, and I think one of them was seen last night in the terrific talk that Herschel Walker gave. I mean, he said flat out, I'm offended that people say that Donald Trump is a racist, because I wouldn't have hung out for most of my life with a guy who's a racist. And I think that, you know, really goes to the heart of this. A lot of suburban women and, you know, suburban men as well have fallen prey to the media narrative that's been drummed into all of us day after day, night after night, but doesn't comport with reality. And I think as reality begins to roll around, including the fact that the Democrats have completely ignored the lawlessness that's going on in some of our cities, I think there's where you're going to get a bleed out into the suburbs with people saying, you know, I really do care about my family's safety. I'm going with Trump.
And Charlie, you make mention, drive the back roads of any Pennsylvania, you're right, more rural counties, you'll see dozens of giant homemade signs. These are all indicators. They get dismissed the last time you and Selena Zito, people like that, know it. I think Trump is even bigger in those places. People are even more excited because they want to vote for Trump, but they also want to vote against exactly what you talked about here. And again, Philadelphia, several neighborhoods, I think you're right, are a key ingredient. Voter enthusiasm, though, is the most underlooked. I've never seen, and I don't know if you have, other than the first time around for President Obama, because it was historic, I don't even remember for Reagan the enthusiasm for Trump. Reagan didn't have flotillas. I haven't told listeners, maybe you've seen this, Charlie. We were contacted yesterday. There are groups that are putting together in your city car caravans. You go around the city telling the media, and then you mass in the capital. In this case, it would be Harrisburg, and they expect thousands of cars. When you get a thousand boats, even if they're pretty small, across the country doing this, it's unprecedented. Reagan, you know, it's great, and Reagan's still the greatest to me. I mean, he can't top his vision of America, but the enthusiasm factor, because it's entertaining, it's exciting with Trump.
Well, Dom, as you know, but your listeners may not all know, A, I grew up in Philadelphia. I live out in the hinterlands of Pennsylvania now, but I grew up in Philly, and I worked for Ronald Reagan. And you're right, Reagan was the greatest, but he did not have the level of intensity and enthusiasm among ordinary folks that Donald Trump has. It's just that you can't escape that. And you saw it in the Republican primary this year, where Republicans came out in droves, frankly, with no particular reason to do so. There weren't any statewide contests. The president was uncontested, essentially. And yet they came to the polls in record number. Why? Because of Donald Trump and the enthusiasm gap that the Democrats loved to chirp about in 2018. They're not talking about anymore because they know that all of that energy is flowing in the direction of the Trump campaign and, more specifically, in the direction of the president himself.
Yeah, without a doubt. So, Charlie, what do we see in Pennsylvania, your crystal ball? I see this as maybe around what happened the last time, a tight race coming down to 30, 40,000 votes.
Dom, you and I are on the same page. It's going to be exceptionally close. It was 44,000 the last time around. Donald Trump carried Pennsylvania for the first time since George H.W. Bush in 1988. Republicans typically have not done terribly well in Pennsylvania in presidential elections, but Pennsylvania was the first domino along that blue wall, which collapsed like a bad souffle, and where President Trump in 2016 flipped every single state, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin. I think he goes across that strip again this year, and I think it begins in Pennsylvania. You're right. It's going to be very, very close. Could be even closer than it was 4 years ago, but I firmly believe that Donald Trump wins.
Now, what's going on, too? We're going to talk. RNC is the big thing now in the big picture, but in Pennsylvania, the Trump people do have the ground game. The Democrats seemingly are giving up on that due to the virus. Ground game always is important. And now Republicans at the 11th hour have all these bills. Do they have any chance of getting anything done to stop corruption, cheating in voting, all the nonsense or lost votes, counts that'll go on? Even Montgomery County, arguably the most educated and affluent, Charlie, says they may not have it for a week or something, the vote count. We can't wait for a week to know where Pennsylvania went.
No, we really can't. And let me just say, on the air in a Philadelphia station or on a Philadelphia station, thank God for Bill McSwain. I mean, he has done more to keep things honest in this presidential election than anybody else in the state, in my judgment. And, you know, his guilty pleas he's been able to get out of corrupt Democrat election officials sends a very strong message. But there are a lot of problems that need to get resolved on. We absolutely must have faith in the integrity of each of our votes in November. Really, really important.
Absolutely. Charlie, where do we find all things Charlie Giroux, spelled G-E-R-O-W?
At charliegerow.com. And the piece that you referenced, Dom, is on The Hill, just thehill.com. And I hope that folks will take a minute and read it.
Absolutely. Charlie, thank you. To be continued.
Thank you, Dom. My pleasure.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.